Hi there, this is Kimla Evans coming to you from GainMoneyControl.com. Welcome to my first podcast. Today I'd like to spend a little time talking to you about the power of words. If your childhood was anything like mine, the first lesson you probably learned about words sounded a little like this. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That lesson was an easy one to remember, and it was intended to protect you from what others might say about you. But as an adult, what I know now is that words are very powerful, and if you allow them to, they can hurt you. While words can't physically harm you, they do have the ability to encourage or discourage our actions. So the power of words cannot be underestimated. As Kipling once said, words are, of course, the most powerful drug used by mankind. That's why it's so important to be positive, especially when it comes to the words you speak about yourself. For example, don't say, "I'll never get out of debt." Be more positive and say, "I'm working on paying off my credit cards one at a time." Can you hear the difference? The first example sounds like a complete lost cause. It's as if you've already accepted that truth and you're not going to do anything about it. On the other hand, the second example sounds much more hopeful and likely to occur. While you may be in debt, you're taking the steps now to change tomorrow. So I encourage you to speak more positive to yourself and others, because the words we speak can make all the difference. Dr. Shad Helmstetter had it right when he said, "You can create the energy to turn your dreams into reality by knowing what to say when you talk to yourself." Always remember, there is power in the words we speak, so choose them wisely, whether it's about your finances or in any other area of your life. Speak more positive, and you're bound to have better results. Thanks for listening. And if you like today's message, be sure to pass it on. Visit GainMoneyControl.com for more. Thanks for your time.